love the slide guitar. Is it quite difficult? I've never asked. Is it quite difficult to play?
Probably not, if I can do it. No.
Does it help with bar chords? Is it or not really?
Not really. No. Because bar chords, you need quite a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
With slide guitar, you need very little pressure. You just enough pressure just to make the sound, really. So. It's something I've played around with, and I have played around with for years, but that's actually the first song that I've written that's built up around it.
So. It's really chilled. I love that. It's just a beautiful sound. It really is.
Yeah, I love the sound. And it gives something different. And when you're playing live and playing as a solo acoustic act, with no disrespect, there's lots of solo acoustic acts that sound very, very similar, strumming guitar and nice vocal. Which is great, and plenty of that is brilliant, but you just sometimes need to inject a little bit of different textures in terms of picking, in terms of things like slide and things like that.
Tell us about the new EP.
The new EP, I recorded it the end of last year with Lauren Deacon Davis in the Den in Hertfordshire. It's a 6-track EP, so the two songs that I've played today are both on it. It's recorded in such a way that similar to this, it's got some ambience to it. It feels got a live feel to it for the most part. It was great fun doing, again, deconstructing songs and putting them on to a recorded media is something that's always interesting, and you realize what a song is made of sometimes, whereas when you originally write it, you just sort of throw it together without necessarily thinking about the elements that are going to go into it. And it's just great to sort of multi-track things and add a few extra bits on.
And does it have sort of live drums and bass, or have you kept it quite true to what you would do on a gig?
I've kept most of it quite simple and true. So that song is pretty much as I've just played it. But there's other songs where I have added bass, and a little bit of percussion on a few tracks, but not too much on the percussion side. Just a little bit of bass, a little bit of harmonica and things like that, extra guitars, but just to give little touches rather than trying to create some sort of wall of sound, which I could never reproduce at a live gig.
Would you go out with a band now, or do you think that sort of having a band do your music, it's just... Is that something that would interest you?
It's something that would interest me. I think I would enjoy it. And occasionally I still get together with the guys from the band I used to play with. And I did a duo performance about 18 months ago with the lead singer. And that was great. That was brilliant. I think it would be finding the time that would be the problem. And that's the beauty of being solo. And just like, okay, I can pick up a guitar anytime I like and practice. The real problem with playing with a band is that you're always trying to get together, and getting four people in a room at the same time when you're 18 is not too bad.
Yeah.
When you're a little bit later in life.
When you're 28.
When you're 28, yes, it's much, much more challenging, yes. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me about the best lyric. We were speaking about this before we went on air. What's the best lyric that you've written that you kind of went, oh, wow, this is amazing?
Yeah, I'm going to sideswipe this question. There's a few lyrics that I really like, and there's one in the train, which is about someone basically walking past a homeless person, and the homeless person basically coming out with the, well, you drink more in a lunchtime than I do in a week, but that's all about perception. So there's a few lyrics that I enjoy, but probably aren't the greatest lyrics when you actually write them down. I'll answer the question about the best concept for a song, which is a song called Raptor, which is based on a proverb or a fable where someone takes an eagle's egg, and because they've found an eagle's egg, and they put it in a chicken's nest, and the chicken incubates the egg. The egg gets raised as the eagle gets raised by the chickens, and it ends up sitting in the farmyard looking at the sky and seeing these eagles soaring and thinking, oh, I wish I could do that. Proverb being, of course, you can do it if you don't know what you can do. I'll go for best premise for a song rather than the best lyric and dodge that question.
That's okay. What song would you have liked to have written? You've talked about a few of your heroes. So what is a song that you just think, I really wish I'd have written that?
I would say the one that just springs to mind off the top of my head, and if you ask me on a different day, I'll probably give you a different answer. But I'm going to say I Need Your Love So Bad, which was written by Peter Green, Fleetwood Mac, circa 1969. But that song is so simple, so laid back, and so beautiful, and I just love that song.
Now, the album, you need to give another plug for the title of the new album you've got coming out.
Title of the new album is probably called Raptor.
Right, okay.
But at the moment, that's still a working title, so that might be subject to change, but that's likely to be what it's called, and Raptor's on the EP. I don't know quite when it's going to be published yet, so we just finished mixing and mastering, so it's right at the... it's still got that fresh CD smell. And I've not got the artwork done for it yet, but it'll be coming soon. So at the moment it's watch this space. My previous EP is still available, and that's available through Bandcamp, so that's neilstanton.bandcamp.com. I'm hoping that the new one and the tracks off the new one will be available through a few other outlets like Spotify or Amazon or whatever, but I need to sort all those things out.
And you're also on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, yes, at SoulCarter32.
Yep.
Which probably is very difficult to spell. But
Was is there already somebody called Neil Stanton when you went to get it?
There was certainly, I definitely was another Neil Stanton on there.
It's so rude when that happens, doesn't it?
SoulCarter, which is a type of tortoise.
Thank you very much for coming in. We're going to end with the track, The Train.
Right, lovely.
So just tell us about this track and what was the inspiration behind it.
It's actually a sequel track. So I did a song on my very first EP called We're Not the Undead, which was about homeless and how they're portrayed in Hollywood and things like that, how it's very easy for you to feel victimized by homeless people asking for money and things like that. This is a follow-on from that, not the most uplifting song if you break it down. But it is again about the plights of the homeless and this particular homeless person who took his own life, but had the opportunity to take his own life and took it in the only way he felt that he could. Again, finishing on a real happy note is good, but there's some depth to this one.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Neil Stanton, and thanks very much for driving in, because I know it's been a bit of a journey on the M25. Hope you get back home quickly.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you missed the beginning part of this interview, it will be up online, and so will the songs and all the contact details for Neil as well. So here is Neil Stanton, and this is from the up-and-coming album, which should be called...
Raptor.
Maybe. and this is called The Train.
To turn away, you can keep that token for another jackpot play. You couldn't shed a tear, but you'll have more hot meals today than I will in a year.